Thank you, Madam Chair. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of NAM, another state party to the Biological Weapons Convention. The group congratulates you, Ms. Levogant Pislela from South Africa, on your election as chair of this meeting of experts on strengthening national implementation. The group of NAM, another state party to the BWC, is honored to have its representative as chair of this important meeting. We are confident that with your hard work, knowledge, and diplomatic skills, you will be able to guide us to take our work forward effectively. The group stands ready to engage constructively with you and other state parties. NAM and other state parties to the BWC note that various issues related to national implementation has been discussed at length during the review conferences, as well as in the last three intersessional periods. We believe that it's useful for state parties to learn from each other by sharing national experiences in the implementation of the convention and to explore as appropriate ways and means to enhance national implementation of all provisions of the convention, including through regional and sub-regional cooperation. There are diverse national situations for each of the state parties, but their commitments and obligations under the convention are the same. Some state parties, especially developing countries, might require assistance and cooperation to strengthen their national capacities for the full implementation of all the provisions of the convention. State parties which are in a position to provide assistance and cooperation to other state parties in capacity building to implement the convention should do so if requested. NAM stresses that the national implementation of the convention as required under Article 4 of the convention requires commitment towards the implementation of all provisions of the convention. In this regard, NAM is of the view that the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is of high importance. The case of H5N1 showed that we still have controversy around the areas that are related to the national implementation of the convention, and that some countries still don't have a clear picture about the authorized and unauthorized activities in the framework of the BWC. We believe that this case is very complex and important, and its examination should be carefully continued in the meetings of the BWC, as it covers different aspects that might affect the implementation of the convention. The group emphasized that activities related to biodefense should not be guise for offensive biological activities. In this regard, it is necessary for state parties to work together for enhancing national implementation by sharing best practices and experiences, exchange of information on enforcement of national legislation, on possible ways to strengthen national institutions, and coordination among national law enforcement institutions, and finally, building national capacity through international cooperation. The NAM and other state parties to the BWC is looking forward to work with all the state parties on the continuation of the work in the framework of the convention in the future. I thank you, Madam Chair.